Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we completed the six reasons why ulama have mentioned that it is permissible to talk behind a person or to reveal certain faults of a person, and for the broader public benefit, for the broader benefit, or sometimes for the specific benefit of the person, but because there is some benefit. And the dar o madar, the basis is a person's niyat. What is my niyat for speaking about the person? Everything revolves upon the niyat. Even if there is some good in speaking about a person, but our niyat is wrong, now it will become wrong. But if the niyat was right, now it will become right. So in those six instances, how important the niyat is also. So sometimes we might tell ourselves, no, I'm doing a good thing, because it is necessary to inform the public, but our niyat is spoiled, that we want to get back at that person. There's an opportunity for me to reveal some fault of the person, at least I can get back to the person. So now, because the niyat has changed, then the hukam also changes. Now it is not permissible for you to reveal the fault of the person. Why? It's because your niyat is corrupt. You want to use this as a means of attacking that person. This is also wrong. So the niyat should be correct. I'm doing it for the correct niyat, and then it is necessary, as we mentioned in the sixth situation, then it is permissible. Now the beauty of the muhaddisin is that when they'll make a claim, they'll bring one hadith to prove their claim. That there's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that's substantiating what I have just said. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh now brings a few hadith to explain the different points that he had brought about speaking, being permissible to speak about someone, to disclose some fault of that person, where there is some benefit, either specific benefit or broader benefit. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رجلا استأذن على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إذنوا له بئس أخو العشيرة متفق عليه. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that a man had requested permission to meet Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Just a little bit background of this incident. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها in the house, and a person had come. And look at the beauty of the muhaddisin also. That they'll say, "Anna rajulan," a man had come. That they could have mentioned, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha could have mentioned that person's name. And this hadith week that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi had brought also could have mentioned the person's name. But they would conceal. Why? Because it's more important that the lesson be learned than rather the person's name be known. The more important thing is the lesson needs to be taught to us, rather than us knowing the person's name in this instance. So anyway, a person had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and this person had sought permission to enter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, إِذَنُوا لَهُ, that grant permission for this person to enter, give him permission. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is an evil person of the tribe. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that bi'sa akhul ashira, that this person is an evil person of the tribe. Now when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come in, now when this person had come into by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke very nicely to him, spoke very warmly, spoke very lovingly. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she got surprised. When this person had left, she said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I am confused about something, that before he entered you told me that what a bad person, what an evil person of his tribe he is, but when he had come in you spoke so lovingly, so warmly, you spoke so nicely to this person." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her that, "Did you ever find me displaying bad akhlaq? Did you ever find me displaying bad character?" So now this is hadith explains to us something very, very important. This is the balance and beautiful balance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what you call a person whose character is perfect. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one thought will come to our mind, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq was so good. What was the need for him to tell Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that this person is an evil man of his tribe? When he had come in, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed so good akhlaq to him. What was the need for him to tell her that? So ulama explained something very beautiful. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a duty, or Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to show the people around. This was his duty to the people. And one was his love and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's muhabbat for people to become good, for people to accept Islam, for people to change their lives. So here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to warn Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha about this person. She shouldn't get misunderstand that this person is a good person because I'm treating him so well. She mustn't misunderstand that he is a good person, and at some point she will now be under the under the influence, but she may be affected by this person's evil qualities, by this person's evil habit, and to teach us at such a point it is necessary to inform people that this person is an evil person. But as far as our character with that person is concerned, displaying good character will win the person over. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was hopeful that this person will change his life. So out of that hope and desire that he'll change his life, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed good akhlaq. This is what you call a perfect balance. The people around must get saved from his evil. So the people are told that this person is a bad person. But as far as my interaction with the person is concerned, as far as the interaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the person was concerned, was a warm one, so he may change his life. Allah Pak also grant us that beautiful balance. The balance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, really it cannot be faulted, the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One other point ulama bring from this is that people that are in a position of zimidar, in other words, a person is a responsible person, he's a person that is looked up to in the community, people look up to him, so he must make it very clear what associations he has. People see him having associations with different people will come visit him, different organizations will keep contact with him. It is very important for him to inform those around him that if he is fully aware of certain person or maybe certain organization that has some evil qualities, it is now important for this zimidar, this person that is respected, to tell those around so they also don't fall into the misunderstanding that it is good for us also to keep relationship with these people. So this lesson comes from this hadith. In the one more hadith, وَعَنْهَا قَالَتْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا أَظُنُّ فُلَانًا وَفُلَانًا يَعْرِفَانِ مِنْ دِينِنَا شَيْئًا. رواه البخاري. قال الليث بن سعد أحد رواة هذا الحديث هذان الرجلان كان من المنافقين. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, I do not think that so and so knows anything of our religion. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I do not think that so and so know anything about our religion. Yeah, it is mentioned in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about certain people, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that they do not know anything about our religion. So here, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith to show that it is permissible to talk about someone behind them if it is for a specific reason. And then he brought something else, that Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi in his Bukhari Sharif, he brought this explanation of Layth ibn Sa'd Rahmatullah alayhi, he was one of the narrators of the hadith. Now he is commenting, one of the narrators of the hadith by the name of Layth ibn Sa'd Rahmatullah alayhi, he is commenting and he said, Hadhani rajulani kana min al munafiqeen. Those two people that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about, who did not know anything of our religion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about those two people were munafiqeen. So yeah, this proof that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is bringing is that if this was wrong to speak about them and mention that they were munafiqeen, it was wrong to mention their qualities, then Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi wouldn't have brought this narration of Layth ibn Sa'd in the Bukhari Sharif. Look what fine details they bring to show us that it is permissible. Yet Imam, if it was something that was impermissible, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is trying to bring to our attention, then the Bukhari Sharif, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi wouldn't have brought this. This is what Layth ibn Sa'd, one of the narrators, is mentioning about those two people that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was speaking about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us tawfiq. These things that are mentioned about these people, about specific people, or about people, so that others may get benefit, so that they don't fall prey. If there is no risk and there is no fear that anybody is going to fall prey or be harmed by a certain person's quality. For example, if a person has got a certain quality, a certain deficiency, that is something that only affects him, it's some fault of his that will only affect him, it won't affect anyone else around him. He's that type of person, he's a complete introvert, he doesn't mix too much with people, he does his own thing. He's got some weakness in him, maybe this person likes to eat too much of sweet things, he overeats sweet things. And that person can be told, but there's no need to tell everyone else that this person has got this quality. He overeats, his sugar goes up, but he doesn't worry about his sugar. He doesn't care about his sugar. He's irresponsible. There's no need to tell others about it, because there's no fear that he's going to affect other people. That's just his own quality. Now maybe this person can be spoken to nicely in a beautiful way, so that he can control the way he's eating, his habits, etc. So there must always be that idea and that notion and the thought that a person is doing it for some greater benefit. There is some benefit. If there is doubt whether there is any benefit or not, a person can make mashura with some senior person. If there is still doubt, then it's better for him to even leave it out, not to disclose any fault of any person. May Allah subhanAllah give us the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday. We should try and come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should make it a point of reading Suratul Kahf, especially in these times of fitna and fasad. And we should try and increase our time in the masjid between the time of Asr and Maghrib, and increase our du'as, for du'as are answered in this time. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.